Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menash. On today's show, we're taking a look at long-term interest rates. Real estate investors are absolutely gritting their teeth at the moment. The benchmark secure overnight funds rate remains fairly steady, but the 10-year treasury, which is the benchmark for permanent financing, has risen sharply in the past week, and it's hit a high of 4.65% yesterday. Many are wondering what is causing the bond yield on the 10-year treasury to continue to rise. We're also seeing oil prices rising at a time when major parts of the world are experiencing economic slowdown. We also have gold reaching record highs. So the obvious questions are, why and what does it mean? There are several possible explanations, and for sure you've heard some of them in the mainstream media. The question is, which of these explanations actually makes sense? You're hearing in the mainstream media that the economy is strong, that inflation is proving to be much stickier, unemployment's dropping again, and therefore central bankers are going to need to keep rates elevated for longer to cool this hot economy. As we discussed yesterday, all of the growth in the economy is the result of government deficit spending and investments in new manufacturing that the economy needs on a geopolitical basis, but not on a supply and demand fundamentals basis. The world is building a massive oversupply of manufacturing capacity, which at some point will need to be reckoned with. If the economy is so hot, then we would expect to see this reflected in commodities prices. We would see steel prices rising, copper prices rising. We would see oil consumption rising, not just oil prices. And we do see oil prices rising, but is that really being driven by the supply side or as a result of production cuts? We think it's the result of production cuts. Copper has been trading around $4 a pound for a long time. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen a little bit of a spike in copper, driven largely by the closure of two mines in Panama and Chile. That has caused several copper smelters in China to close because they simply don't have enough raw material. There was a small uptick in demand in China in the month of March, but most of the reason for higher copper prices right now can be attributed to supply-side issues. Steel prices are still hovering around four-year lows. I'm talking April of 2020 lows, when the world was in the middle of pandemic lockdowns. That's how low steel prices are. And we know that China has basically stopped building new skyscrapers, and the global demand for steel remains muted, to say the least. So we're not seeing the supposedly hot economy being reflected in demand for commodities. Gold prices are pushing newer and newer record highs in recent weeks. Gold is not really a monetary money anymore. It's a warning about something, and the question is what? One theory is that China's response to the weak property market is going to be massive injections of stimulus into the economy. Money printing in China, that would be inflationary. It might be more bond buying, but China has already in fact been stimulated for the past 6 months. China's been flooding the global market with aggressive price drops in products. They're trying to get their economy going again. A lot of demand for gold, in fact, seems to be coming from China itself. If Chinese investors can't make money by investing in real estate, they might in fact be turning to gold. The second explanation for higher gold prices is a resurgence of inflation. And yes, the latest inflation numbers did come in hotter than expected, but they're not actually higher. The expectation has been for a continued gradual reduction in inflation numbers, and the last 2 months have been largely flat. If inflation is truly running hot, we would expect to see rising incomes, and we're not. The feared wage price spiral does not seem to be materializing. Wages are not keeping up with inflation, and the consumer is definitely feeling the pinch, and we see that in weak retail sales numbers across the board. The third possible explanation is worries about the fragility in the banking system, and commercial real estate in particular. We've seen another huge decline in bank liquidity, consisting of close to $200 billion in the last quarter. Even Jerome Powell's testimony in front of the Senate Banking Committee reaffirmed the Fed's prediction that we're going to see more bank failures. We don't know if these are going to be the kind of high-profile failures like we saw with Silicon Valley Bank and First Republic and Signature. Maybe these will be quiet mergers of smaller banks with larger banks. The Fed says the issues are not problems for the largest banks, but are likely to be concentrated in smaller and medium banks with the largest exposure to office assets. So then, why are bond yields rising? Now, you have to remember what rising bond yields mean. It means that buyers for bonds are not showing up at the weekly Fed auctions. There's a shortage of buyers at the last several bond auctions, the last several weeks. The rising yield is a reflection that these bonds are not selling. In order to unload these new bonds at the Treasury auction, the offers are coming in below the face value, which has the effect of increasing the interest rate. So why might there be fewer buyers? Well, maybe, just maybe, they're out there buying gold in the market rather than buying 10-year U.S. Treasuries. Maybe that's why bond yields are rising. The buyers are seeing rising risks and they need a greater incentive to come to the table and pull the trigger on a purchase for 10-year bonds. That's what I think is happening. It's a pretty simple explanation, but it makes sense. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.